heroes and heroines from classic tales. Anyone can be a hero. It doesn't matter how old you are. Age has nothing to do about being brave. It doesn't matter how big you are either. Heroes don't have to be huge, and they certainly don't have to have big muscles. Peter Pan didn't have many muscles, but he could fly. Alice in Wonderland didn't get frightened when the Red Queen said, "Cut off her head!" She kept her head very firmly on her shoulders. Odysseus, the hero of the ancient Greeks, probably had muscles, and lots of them, because he was a soldier and a sailor. But he got out of scrapes with one-eyed giants because he used his brains. But to be a hero, you have to have a big heart and carry on when the going gets tough. The best stories are about heroes and heroines. On this recording, taken from the full stories, you will hear about many heroes and heroines in some of the best stories from around the world. England, Scotland, Greece, Scandinavia, America and India, and of course, the Neverland. We start with someone who doesn't seem like a hero at all, little Pinocchio, the wooden puppet. He wanted desperately to be a good boy, to do his school lessons and make his maker, Geppetto, happy. But somehow, oh dear, he just said the wrong things and did the wrong things. And his nose grew every time he said something which wasn't exactly, you know, true. So that he was often walking around with